Steve, game of two halves, I think it's fair to say tonight.
Yeah, it was. I think there's a number of reasons for that. I think first, the conditions in the first half were really tough. I think at the start of the game there's a swirling wind and driving rain getting into the face of your back four and goalkeeper, so that makes it tough. I don't excuse the passing, of course. If you're passing on the floor, then you can get around the wind and the rain. Losing Chris Wood was another factor. I think that's a blow to us. But, you know, we didn't really seem to perform at any level. We didn't close people down as sharp as we can. And when we got the ball into an opportunity to go and counter-attack a good team, then we give the ball away to a sloppy and misplaced passes. And that's always going to make it tough. But I was really confident getting a half-time that in the second half, when the conditions the way they were, that the game would change. I then think that Dean Smith got a hold of the weather and wrapped it in a box and put it in a cupboard, because I came out the second half, there's no swirling rain and there's no wind. But I think the performance, we changed the shape of the team. Very early in the second half, we changed some of the personnel, and I think we got away disappointed, no team win the game. And even if it's only one instance where my striker, Antonucci, is absolutely smashed in the box, and any other game that's possibly a penalty kick, unless you're Leeds United, of course, and we don't seem to get them. So it's disappointing that he's a very honest and good referee. He's just tried to explain it, but his boss thinks it's a penalty. This is also who's sitting on the stand. I think everyone in Giffen Park thinks it's a penalty. But we don't get that. And then we're watching their goalkeeper have a fantastic save from the big Takara. And so we probably got away not a bit disappointed. We've only got away with a point despite a poor 45, to be fair.
Your side never give in, Steve. I think that's one thing we can say about him. He kept going right to the end, and it must be nice when you chuck a sub on and he gets a goal like Carriol did today.
Yeah, I think the substitutes helped play a good part. I thought Antonucci looked really, really bright. I think he was desperate for a goal to celebrate with a little baby sling after his wife gave birth to the second child. But I thought he was really bright from the minute he came on. He forced a great save by the goalkeeper in the first half. And I think the big fella come on in the middle of the park. I think within 30 seconds he was in tune with Bridcut, and they were playing little balls to each other and passing it out the other side. And Carriol strikes a fantastic goal and looked a real handful. And I've got a really lot of respect for the left back here at Brentford, but I think every time in the second half Carriol got the ball, he got a bit jittery. So I was pleased with the second half, and I'm disappointed that it finished levels, but you know, and disappointed with the first half.
You made the decision to go 4-4-2 today. See, what was the thinking behind that?
We just wanted to get two strikers up the pitch if we could, and go and press them back a little bit. But you know, Brentford have got very good technical players, and they were passing it around us in spells in the first half. So we had to get out. We had to change the system a little bit and get three people in around them and make sure we could compete for the ball. And I think there is no doubt that the middle three for Brentford controlled the game in the first half, but second half they were overrun and outpowered. And I think that's credit to the players, not to me, because I picked the system in the first half, but I wasn't silly, I changed it at half time.
Chris Wood, it looked a serious one of it. Is it a reoccurrence of the same one he's just been out with?
Well, he just felt it tightening up, really. And obviously, when Steve went on, at the medical, I gave him a clear instruction. If it's anything, he comes off. You know, we kind of run the risk of him being away. So when he came off, the big fella said it just felt really tight. Now, whether that's back linked to a strain or whether it's just he's fatigued in there, you never know. So we'll know tomorrow.
Okay, looking at it, Takara, different player to what we see. He looks fitter now, he looks stronger, he's going right to the end. He's really proving his worth now for you, isn't he?
I think he did the second half. I think first half he gave the ball away too easily. I think when we got up the pitch, it really took Antonucci come on to get a hold of it. I think when Big Sully got it in the first half, he was sloppy and getting the ball away and cheaply. And then our midfield players have got to support him. We're getting counter-attacked with pace by the boys in the middle of the park for Brentford. But I think in the second half he was a real handful. I think he was outstanding in the second half. And we know that's how he can play. We've seen him at Wolves, and we've seen him in games where he can do that. But he is getting fitter, he's getting match fitter. You know, and this kid was discarded and told every day he was rubbish. So you don't discard him and you don't tell him every day he's rubbish, because he's not rubbish. He could be, people forget he's a young man in his early 20s. He's still learning the British game, and I personally think he's got a big part to play.
Lewis Cook, can I ask you about his form? How would you assess his form at the minute?
I think Cookie, like the rest of the team, wasn't at it first half. I think second half he was very good. I think he put a shift in. I think the nature of the way the boy Cook plays is he's got to run by players some weeks, and other weeks they may get a little nick on it and take the ball off him. Two or three times today we've gone to counter-attack, and, and people have just nipped it off him. But I love a kid to bits. He's a proper player.
Defensively, looked very sound today. I know Brentford had a lot of the ball, but Silvestri's not had too much to do, has he?
No, I think he's had very little to do. And we always know when you play against a team like Brentford, then they're going to have the ball. It's quite interesting. I didn't see them have the ball a lot in the second half. You know, so it's the first half they had a lot of the ball. I think someday I'll look at the stats and no doubt we'll do them, like everyone else does it. It'll be interesting to see what the stats were in the second half. I'm focused on that because that was the real positive for us.
You just brought a new boy in from Brentford. Tell us a little bit about him and why.
Well, we brought him in. I think he showed all the characteristics in 15, 20 minutes he was on the pitch. I think he went in there and immediately had a control in the middle of the park. Not to say that we weren't dominant in the second half, because I think we were, and we were only subject to counter-attacks, but I think we seen very quickly within seconds on the pitch that him and Bridcut were in the same wavelength and Cook, and they were passing it and we were getting out with ease. And on a time that the Brentford fans were cheering around the ground, and they thought he got himself in trouble on the touchline, and he puts it 45 yards into a striker's feet. But they're used to watching that, so they know we've got a good player.
Well, I think the reaction of the Brentford fans says everything, didn't it? The fact they give him a big cheer when he actually came onto the field anyway.
Yeah, listen, the Brentford fans are fantastic. They get right behind our team here. You know, as a head coach, I hate coming here because it's an atmosphere that you know that your players are going to have to stand up, and you know that those boys are pushed on by the crowd to give everything. And it's a special club that Matthew's done here, and Dean's come in to take that project further. But I think tonight we came here, and maybe if I'm being honest, we got it shaped slightly along in the first half. We got our tempo wasn't good in the first half. And I didn't have to be louder in the half time. I just asked individually how they thought they were doing. I think second half they stood up, and I'm really proud of them, because to go from a low level performance to suddenly come out at Brentford away and play like that and pin the home team back for long spells is a credit to the players.
No Saul Bamba tonight. Personal reasons, we understand.
Yeah, Saul come and asked yesterday afternoon if he could be excused to go home on a personal family matter. And we wish the big man good luck. And we hope to see our captain back in the next couple of days.
Any more ins and outs that you can tell us about? Any more developments?
No, we're trying really, really hard. You know, I was talking to the president this afternoon. You know, we're moving one or two along nicely. Whether we can get them in, it's obviously I'm on the same remit. I don't want us to be overpaying. This club shouldn't be even thinking about that. We have to pay what we can pay. And because you're Leeds United, football clubs ask more, players ask more. And we're not going to do it, so we're not going to get sucked into it. But, you know, there's a lot of players who want to come here. That's always been the case for years and years. The size of the club and the fan base, and look at the support tonight on a Tuesday night at Brentford. I thank every one of them, those guys and girls, every one of them, to come here in the weather and the conditions and turn up in West London and support a team like that. It silenced a lot of what the Brentford atmosphere was about, and if you can do that, you do very well.
Any bids for any more of your players?
Not that I'm aware of. It doesn't matter. People can respect our players and like our players and make bids. I don't control the finance. The president controls the finance. But I'm always asked what I think. And at the minute, I don't really think I'm going to lose anyone. I want to think that we're adding to the group other than releasing them. Of course, that's the main group. There's always one or two that if people come to take them, then we'll shake their hand and we'll wish them luck. They're good players, but they're just not for Leeds United going forward.
And finally for me, Bolton at the weekend, Cup. All fit barring Wood for that?
Yeah, well, we're still hopeful with Woody. I'm certainly not ruling the big man out. But yeah, I watched a run of the Bolton game in my hotel today, and Neil Lennon was on record and saying that's the best performance in his reign. I think it's the best Bolton performance in about 3 or 4 years. Now, Milton Keynes Dons ain't a bad side, good footballing side. They couldn't get near Bolton. It could have been much more.